You are listening to Looking in All the Wrong Places, written by Grayson Ace, narrated by Chase Johnson, published by Four Horsemen Publishing Incorporated. Copyright Grayson Ace and 2022. All rights reserved. Dedicated to Drew, Dina, Hope, and Caitlin. Foreword. For those following the Dr. Cage Chronicles, this book includes a new character not featured in previous books. However, Dr. Cage's acquaintance debuts in Nick, Grayson Ace's short story in Unwrap Me, an XXXmas collection. And if you want the juicy details about him, consider adding it to your to-be-read list. Okay, was this some sort of joke? Sexy Saint Nick's name was actually Nick? Chapter 1. True Love. Despite meeting Drew's awful friends, I felt like I had hit the jackpot with him. He was charming, handsome, had a hilarious sense of humor, and lit up any room he entered. And the sex, well, the sex was amazing. For the first few months of our relationship, we were living in different cities, so every weekend was like a little game, a chance to have more sex than the prior weekend. The sex was phenomenal. Sometimes we would role play, sometimes we would just blow each other. Even though he was pretty much a complete bottom, I figure I'd be able to change that, or at least try to. After all, I've been able to change others. During my relationship with Drew, I decided not to hold my standard sessions with my patients. And by standard sessions, I mean I decided that I would no longer fuck any of them. This was real love, and I wanted to make sure nothing I did would stand in the way. After a few months of dating each other, I knew it was time to take our relationship to the next level and ask him to move in with me. I didn't even finish asking the questions when he blurted out yes and jumped into my arms. He literally drove home and began packing, and within 2 weeks, he had transferred his job, and we were playing house husbands. Luckily, Jackie was pretty fond of him, so she didn't mind that he moved in with us. The day he moved in, he told me he had something special planned for that night, and I figured it was probably related to sex. After unpacking his stuff all day long, I jumped in the shower because I was pretty rank. When I got out of the shower, the room was dimly lit by a bunch of candles all over the place. I wrapped my towel around my waist and walked into the bedroom to see Drew sitting in the corner chair holding 2 glasses of champagne. He handed me a glass, and we toasted before taking a sip. Drew was still sitting down, so I placed my glass on the table and straddled my legs over him in the chair, wrapping my arms around his neck. He grabbed the back of my head, pulled me in, and started gently kissing my lips. Drew excelled at romantic kisses. We kissed for several minutes, wrestling our tongues around one another. My towel was starting to slip off, and I could feel his cock growing in his pants. I started thrusting my hips ever so lightly so I could feel his dick against mine. I didn't take any time before my dick was popping up through the opening in my towel. He grabbed my hips to raise me up off of him, stood up, and walked me over to the bed. I lay down on the bed, and he pulled my towel off. He took off his clothes, exposing his raging boner, then got on top of me and started kissing again, this time moving from my lips to my neck and down my chest. He kissed around my belly button while playing with my nipples, and slowly made his way down to the tip of my dick. He kept kissing my stomach, purposefully making his chin hair rub against my head, which was super ticklish. Drew stuck out his tongue on the tip of my cock and just barely licked it, and then out of nowhere put the entire thing in his mouth. He jerked on his own dick as he moved his head up and down on mine, grabbing my balls and licking them while stroking my dick.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?